So Romans 12, I'll read from verses 9 to 14. Romans 12 and verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly, affectionate to one another, with brotherly love, in honour, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Amen. So, a very kind of practical, almost a list of what we ought to be like and what we ought to be aiming at. Romans is a wonderful, theologically rich book. I remember preaching on it a few years ago, preaching through it. It was a real challenge. I had to spend an awful lot of time poring over commentaries. But the gospel is not just about sound theology. It's not just about knowing everything. It's not just about being able to quote or have an understanding of the different theological positions. It's also about how we act and how we interact. And he begins in verse 9 by saying, let love be without hypocrisy. When I was preparing, I thought, is it possible to be loving with hypocrisy? Well, the fact that he tells us not to be rather indicates that it is possible. And yet at the same time, perhaps he's making a point. Love ought to be without hypocrisy. He also says, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Surely, that which is evil, we automatically abhor. We hate it. It is, after all, evil. Well, that is the problem with the sinful nature. We call good evil and evil good. You say, but we've been redeemed. We've got the Holy Spirit living within us. We have a new nature. But the old nature doesn't quite go away. Unfortunately, it only dies when the body dies. And we've got to keep reassessing our understanding of what is good and what is evil, not by how we feel or how our nature dictates, but according to God's word. Furthermore, we are to abhor it, to hate it, to loathe it, not to accommodate it, not to make room for it, not to tolerate it. Abhor what is evil. He also says, very famously, cling to what is good. Again, this seems very obvious, doesn't it? If it's good, let's keep hold of it. Let's cling to it. But unfortunately, we don't. He indicates here that we may well let go of what is good. We've got to make a conscious effort, not only to hate that which is evil, but to cling to the good, to hold fast to that which is righteous, to not let slip or take our leave of that which is noble. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honour, giving preference to one another. And of course here we have a mirror image of the Lord Jesus, who honoured those who were far less honourable than himself. The Son of Man came to serve. We're not to lag in being diligent, we've got to keep on going. We've got to be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not serving the Lord with apathy, nor begrudgingly, but fervently, as though it were, as indeed it is, a spiritual call. We are to rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, continuously steadfast in prayer. He's talking to believers in the Roman church who were, you know, the evidence is there in verse 12, they are going through tribulation. It is hard. And during that tribulation, they are to be patient. Yet they're also to rejoice in hope. Hope knowing that the future, in and with Christ, will outshine the present darkness. But what are they to do? Steadfastly continue in prayer. Well, that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to pray, and that is what the apostle would have us do. Furthermore, we are not just to be theologically sound, and know the early chapters of Romans, we are to behave aright. Furthermore, we are to behave in a good, practical manner to other people, distributing to the needs of the saints. It's always very encouraging when people say, "I have prayed for you," or "I am praying for you." But if I'm hungry, don't pray for my dinner. Give me one. If I see somebody who needs something and I say, "Well, I'll pray for that," and I've got it at my home, I ought to give it. And again, given to hospitality. That doesn't mean, as many of you know, given to hospitality means you have to be a good cook. But it does mean you're willing to give that which is your own to those who don't have it. And often the hospitality is company. Often it is to open up a home, to open up a hand, to open up a heart. We as Christians are not just to be theologically correct, not just to hate what is evil, to keep on hating it, and to keep on clinging to that which is good, but also our salvation is to be manifest in the way we live, not just what we think, not just what we believe. But the key point there, I guess, ahead of this evening is to continue steadfastly in prayer.